Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Great eating week last week. Knocked 4 pounds off. Could not be more happy. I'm very happy to say that. In the first part of this week, the end of the weekend and the beginning part of this week, I have gained back all 4 pounds based on one particular product. In my humble opinion, it is Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. I am never going to put that in my mouth again. It is a calorie bomb, a carbohydrate calorie bomb that will not see my cake hole ever again, ladies and gentlemen.
I still like it. Do you like the faces on these?
You like it. You like processed food more than anybody else, and carbs, and it. But I mean,
and yet my weight stays steady. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you really want to go there?
Well, Mike, for the last 8 months, I've weighed between 260 and 265. So yeah, it is staying steady.
Congratulations.
From someone who used to weigh 315, I'll take it.
Okay. I'm just saying, you are not the picture of dietary health that I would go
to. The portrait of dietary health is what
I am. All I know, it's yes.
I
yes,
would go
Josh.
With, go ahead and just pour that Cinnamon Toast Crunch right on your ice cream. Don't avoid it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ice cream was a part of the weight loss because I managed the amount that I took in. That's the way I look at it. Can you tell that he's got his girlfriend coming on today already? That he's
oh, don't get
feisty?
That way. No.
Can you tell that he's going to be his little tough guy? That's the because he shows off. That's what he does.
What you're doing now.
Let's bring her in. Let's bring her in. Katie Powers, the co-host of Cake and Cookies.
Yes.
It's true. He can't control himself.
No, he can't. Is this a theme for your show?
It is. It is our theme.
I know that. I watch it every time it comes on.
I know you've listened to all episodes, Mike. I think that's great.
Listen, because remember, no video till the end of the year.
No video till the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot because the same thing.
Goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year, we'll have video. Maybe. I don't know. I'm so fat, I don't want to look at it.
No, it's just I'm not taking health advice from...
I understand.
You know.
Nor would I take health advice from you, I don't think.
Well, because I've lost over 80 pounds?
Well, no, it's just...
I don't know.
What got into you today? Is it the traffic?
No, I'm just curious. Because you were talking about giving me some, crispy stuff.
What?
I don't know. I forgot what I was arguing about.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The crunchy stuff like that. No. But,
maybe the problem is, Mike, are you
And then you're like, you know, in my health experience, it's been, it's just
are you eating it? Are you eating it correctly? Are you eating it with whole milk?
No.
And you're still not losing? I don't get it.
Almond milk.
I only whole milk in my house.
No. Of course.
Traditional.
Katie, welcome.
Hi.
Ramped up today, and I just want to say...
I don't see it, but I apologize if I'm ramped up.
He just really doesn't, does he?
You had said that we're going to have Katie on to discuss what, Rob, yesterday?
To discuss why I am hard to work with. because she, you know, is in the similar situation as you, is, you know, largely one-on-one with me on a pretty much regular basis, and I imagine I present challenges. But God bless you both for, you know, putting up with them.
Well, strangely enough, it might this segment might not be about you. It might actually be the fact that we go back a while with Katie, and I haven't seen Katie in a long, long time. And my wife and I have stopped in Savannah and visited with Katie as well as you have, and she goes back with me. Do you know the number of years as far as when you were working at WJFK? I don't do that. So how long ago?
In December of 1999.
December of
1999. I know.
So, Mike, it is almost exactly a quarter century, believe it or not.
Wow. Wow. And then when I don't even remember your position at the Fun and Games of WJFK was what was your title at JFK? I think you had a couple of jobs there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I started as assistant producer for the G Gordon Liddy show.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So two notches below John Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot. God, that I mean, we are going back
right
now.
Way back. Know? Yeah.
I mean, Liddy's worm food now. And, that's amazing.
Then I was the FCC
liaison.
Remember, I was the dump button pixie.
That's right, because you managed for the Don and Mike show. You managed editing us out actually in real time. So there was a dump button, which was me. If we cussed or we said something inappropriate, Katie's responsibility. And I don't know if anybody else could have done it. She had that personality that she would dump the material out, and it was fine. We never had a problem because
quick
we liked
sidebar,
Katie so
Mike,
much.
On that is that I think one of the co-dump button operators was a guy named Travis, and it became noticeable that during between three and seven in the afternoon, the internet for the entire building slowed down. And the engineers were worried as to why the pipe was so slow. This is a long time ago.
And before you get to the story about Travis, because I know where you're going with this, the censorship on the show, we were so on the edge for a lot of that show that we got in trouble a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so Travis and Katie were kind of responsible for making sure if something was inappropriate, it wouldn't get out there into radio land. And
they were the safety net. I think at one time we were running 70 seconds of delay on the show with various buttons all along the path.
And that's not including if you were talking about the relay to New York, they had their own. So
oh, that's true.
At some point, it wound
up. Yeah,
went up
in New York, too.
Yeah, it almost was like 3 minutes at one point.
They were afraid of us.
Well, the engineering department did as many traces as they could on internet 25 years ago, and they realized it was because our dump button guy was watching almost continual streaming pornography while
what?
He was running the dump button.
Travis. And of course, hilarity ensued once we found out about it.
Yes, it did.
Which was beautiful, which was a beautiful thing. So 25 years, and then after the podcast started, we wanted to develop a network in one of our harebrained get-rich-quick scams and generate content for the network, and which was not misguided. I believe, you know, having that was a way to get more people, more eyes on everything. And so if we had people that liked you and Katie, Rob, or we had people with Rob and Joe, we could bring that. But it never really turned into
maybe mismanaged.
Going back through that, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Now, Katie, yeah. I noticed one thing when I said we liked you and stuff. Did we give you, because it's so long ago, mm-hmm. I don't remember. You could tell me the experience of running the dump button for our show, when you would be responsible for, at times, editing out content on the show. Did that prove problematic for you working there?
Not with anyone on this program.
So Dom would give you a tremendous amount of crap.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He made me cry a couple of times.
I mean,
for
being
honest,
exclusive to you.
I'll put it out there. There were a couple of times he would come into my office before the show and he'd be like, "You're not going to ruin my show, little girl."
Oh.
And then he'd leave and like shut the door behind him and I'd be like, "Oh my God."
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
And then I'd sit there and I'd be like, "Oh my God, I have to beep that out." And I'd push the button in tears.
So many people think it must have been so much fun to work at Washington Superstation. And
best time. Best time ever.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Katie, that you dumped that you remember? Something outrageous for a reason or something that was sort of on the line and you dumped it
and
anyway?
And can somebody bring up Katie's level to me if that's possible?
I don't know
whether that can be done at all.
The only thing that I really remember was you all were doing Make Us Laugh and Lisa
Danger.
Was your producer and she and I came up with, I called into the studio and said everything. But we timed it. We practiced it a couple times. And we timed it so that I called into the studio and am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I said, "Mother, you're my, how'd you like that?"
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay, Mike? I think he had a stroke.
Oh my God.
And she hit her button, and then I hung up real quick and hit my button. And all you heard was like screaming laughter when we came back.
I remember
back.
This.
So you were testing it? Is that what you were doing just for
fun?
We were just bad people.
I had no business doing that. I could have lost all of our jobs for us.
Okay, I get it. I get it. So we were broken. We're broken people. That's why we do it.
Yeah. As a button on that story, I remember. Don wanted that captured and bleeped. And I did it the next day, and it was like a 10-second bleep with two words in it. It was like, "My, it's deep," and that was all it was. It was ridiculous.
Well, that's what'll be on this show today as well.
Yes.
When it gets through post, I guess.
When it first happened, John Normand took it on the reel-to-reel and flipped it backwards.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's how long ago that was.
I hated those edits where they would turn the cuss words backwards. Oh, I hated that. I always hated that. I like the good old-fashioned beep. I like the beep.
But when you turn it backwards, Mike, everyone wonders why they keep talking about cuffs.
So during the period that Katie's working with us, it became very evident right from the get-go that Katie was Rob's best audience. They formed a little bit of a bond, and Rob, like all of us who perform, as soon as he became aware of that, there would be two shows going on. There'd be one show that went over the air, and then there would be the Rob and Katie show. And it wasn't your fault, Katie. You were a good audience for a lot of people, and you had a very, very solid, delightful personality that it was fun to be around. And Rob loved the fact that you liked his shtick.
Yeah, her laughter was like my heroin. I needed another hit. It was so perfect. And you know what it's like when you have an audience that is laughing, you can't stop. It's just, you know, something that you have to go and go and go with.
So out of that, well down the road when we started doing the podcast and we wanted content, we said, let's put a show together with Rob and Katie. And I don't know how it got the name Cake and Cookies.
Oh, that was you.
That was me? Mm-hmm. All right, so I gave it Cake and Cookies. And Rob said yesterday before you came in here that you know, you're going to come and discuss why it's so difficult to work with me. And he was mentioning several things that you mentioned to him about, like, get out of the house, you know, live your life or something. And I realized that there are similarities between your version of Rob and my version of Rob that I think that Rob is, it's difficult to move Rob in any particular direction. He does what he likes to do and nothing changes him, and so it's interesting that your frustrations may be my frustrations.
I think the best thing about Rob is how he embraces change.
Stop it.
I mean, he doesn't. If you give him a routine, he does things back from the radio show that he was told to do that he still does to this day. I don't remember what the hell they are, but I remember.
It takes the threat of death for Rob to change.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, look at his life.
Yeah.
Not to bring it down, but I mean, come on.
Well, it's really sad when someone says to look at my life and their next sentence is not to bring you down. There are happy moments in my life. They just all happen down here.
You are. I would be safe to say, and with the weight discussion that we had before, you know, you can border on delusional sometimes. With your kindness to yourself,
Give me that. My delusionist. I mean, because I don't have anything
delusional.
Left.
I mean, it's just like, you know, getting into a discussion with me about that, and that's kind of like it's not born out of denial. It's born out of just I don't know self awareness mechanisms
Born out of defending a great cereal. I don't want to hear you badmouth Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay,
I think there's a little bit of delusion with every straight white male.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think we all think of. I think you have to do that as a human being to survive to a certain extent.
I know.
You have to
I
think
do.
Of yourself yeah. As somebody that you're not. Now, the one thing with Josh and Josh in the last month, how many times do you think we talked to Rob about being Chateau Interrupto when we're on the show? And the interruptions are proportional to the level of interest he has for the topic at hand.
Well, not necessarily, because it could also be interjecting a joke that he thought of during the segment that he doesn't care about.
Yes, yeah, where he just wants to get his, and it doesn't have to be related to the content.
No, I would say that the interruptions probably are the most frequent if it's a topic like sports, because I don't have any real content to contribute.
Right.
So I have to do something, or at least in my broken mind, I do.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we talk about things that are not baseball when you were talking baseball. So,
well,
that's
you
the
know,
problem.
What? I could go on, but I'd rather hear Katie talk about it and talk about doing the show with Rob. The best and the worst, the best and the fun, you know, and cake and cookies. Rob, I will let you start because give a description of if you have to give a sentence or two about the show that you do with Katie Powers, just to lay it on us.
I would say cake and cookies is two old friends talking and occasionally getting to what they've set out to do.
That is the worst description of a show I've ever
but
heard.
But it's so close to what we do.
My hope for Cake and Cookies is that if we do it once a week, so let's say we'll take 50 shows a year.
Sure.
Just, you know, whatever, spitballing here, is that I might be able to finish 3 stories.
But you know what? You give it back to me,
you
know, on the show. As a matter of fact, Mike, we have a clip. If you'd like
you were
to
taping a special in the studio across the hall and you came in with
right.
a clip.
This That's episode nice. Is currently available. There'll be another episode available this weekend. And here is Katie and me, and Katie is
Does Josh produce this? Mm-hmm. You
no, they,
do the audio for
all.
This?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to warn the audience.
About what?
Just the audio. I want to hear the audio. I'm curious to hear the audio.
This is from the sort of the preamble to the most recent show. We're talking about the size of my head. By the way, if you're just joining us for the first time, we haven't started the show yet. But
no.
I want you to know that this sort of ongoing theme of Katie talking about me being bald is not a major tentpole of this show. It's happening now, but it might not be revisited.
This came up. You said that you would like to have my hair.
Yeah, but you keep referring to the fact that I have a big, fat, bald head.
It's not fat.
I just know
you had to have a special helmet. That sounded worse than I meant it.
When I was a kid.
No.
And my prescription socks.
When you were taking motorcycle lessons, you had to have like a special helmet because your noggin was so huge.
It's very big.
And do you not remember? I put it on and I look like a stormtrooper.
Yeah, well, more like a mushroom. Really.
It was terrible.
And that's currently available at.
I like that. And the audio was good. And the audio was really, really good. I mean,
thank you.
It wasn't perfect, but it was good.
Thank you.
You know, Mike, her audio sounded better than yours. Wait, yes, Josh.
You know, this show, most days, Rob probably edits the audio. Most
okay.
days.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
He's been doing all right with the edits.
Oh, that's nice.
That was really nice, Josh.
Oh, that's their new thing. It's those two and me. I accept it. I accept it always. You know,
Mike is on an island.
I'm on. It always happens. It always happens when your name's on the show. That's just the nature of the beast, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for standing
up for your friend. How about standing up for the guy with the name on the show once in a while
when he's picking on me? I send like 7 text messages. No response from you. Rob responds right away to all of them.
He doesn't do anything. He's sitting in his house responding to text messages. You're mad at me for not getting back to your texts.
No, it's what I expect.
What do you mean what you expect? I mean, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Because I send the text so that you're up to date, you're informed, but I don't expect you to jump on and respond right away.
Right away. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Let's see.
No, you responded. You said you'd do something for the newsletter.
Hold on a second. Carla sent me a text.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting in my basement praying that my phone will vibrate. Please, Josh, send something. Right. Please. I've got replies ready. Let's go.
Oh, okay. So we sent a mug out to Rob McLaren.
Yeah.
Great car. Great listener.
I had to sell mine, you know.
This is funny. I like this a lot. By the way, we're talking about the campfire mugs here for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Those are so cool.
He says, I would like to request that my cup not be licked until the time comes when, for the second time, that Mike's and mine eyes meet again.
Wow.
Go figure that.
Oh.
Go figure that one.
That might happen this year.
Right.
Could you pick this guy out of a lineup?
He's setting up a puzzle piece.
I'm trying to set up the puzzle
piece. He's setting up a puzzle piece. A lot going on in the show. Are we ready to? This is about where we might be and what might happen.
Right.
We're putting a puzzle together, and whoever solves it first gets absolutely nothing.
So this is yesterday's.
All right. Let's.
Here's today.
Oh, look at that.
Some more color.
But there it is.
We have a number.
Yes.
Wow.
It could refer to my son, Robert W. Spiewak III. How about that?
He does have a big event coming up.
He does.
What's his event? Graduation?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
God, already?
So, yeah. Rob, when is that graduation again?
It's either May or June.
He has no idea.
Why don't you have any idea when the graduation is? I would imagine.
I think it's June. I think that's what he keeps referring to. I'm sure it's. I'm sure Carrie has it jotted down somewhere. I'll get it on a post-it and I'll put it.
Rob
up at
just
my desk.
Shows up.
Yeah, I think I'm speaking. I don't remember. There was a letter or something. Hello, Rob, students.
It is the weekend.
You're going to give the address of his graduation.
Yeah, but it's going to be done from my basement.
It's the weekend of May 16th, so you might want to jump on that.
Okay, great.
You know the answer. You got the answer?
It's Google.
I just Googled it.
It's WVU. It's a huge school. I'm sure it's like...
See, this is great.
There's no secret.
I like this. I like that. We're going to get a lot of people that are going to say they want this. Every day. I know you have a life. I understand. That's the way that goes. I just don't do
8 a.m.
I know. You don't do 8 a.m., but we appreciate you coming.
Could you do May 16th? Apparently, I'm going to be out of town.
We'll discuss it.
That's Rob and I have commiserated on graduations, college graduations.
Yes.
And tedious thy name is graduation. As much as I'm thrilled that the progeny of one of our principals graduating, he had a rough beginning and now he's done gangbusters. But
stupendous.
Rob, now let me see, 1, 2 high school graduations and 2 college graduations, and it's just, oh my God.
And
the bigger the school,
For Julia, they broke it down into different venues. They didn't even do an entire VCU graduation for the class of 2000.
Right.
What was hers? 23. They had her, just the School of the Arts was in its own theater. And even that was too big.
Right.
And the name SPIWAC, I don't know if you're good at alphabetizing things.
There you go. Yeah, very end of the line.
It's at
there.
The end of the road.
Oh, that's great that he's... God, time flies, man.
It really does.
Time totally flies.
Aren't you jealous that he'll have no kids at home? Or at least no more college to pay for? You
know, I'm happy that college will be over. I think we are going to have a kid at home.
Okay.
But that's okay by me. I love having him.
At this stage, there are a couple of things the way I process having an 11-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is overwhelmingly positive and delightful. It really is. It is. The last 11 years of my life have been the best, without any question. I mean, it's just that much fun.
Because of the podcast?
Yes, exactly right. But the idea of when I will bump into contemporaries of mine that or younger men that have wrapped up their world with like 2-3 kids
right.
through college already, I do have a little bit of little pang, but the good outweighs the bad.
This will cheer you up, Mike. I've done some research, and college.
I have a daughter who's going to be 30 soon.
College tuitions are slowly coming down. So by the time you get your kid in school, it's going to be cheap.
Well, I hope.
Great
news.
Of state.
Yeah. Great news in Florida that our wonderful Governor Ron DeSantis has, at least I saw it on the news, don't know whether it's been implemented, don't know whether it's going to be implemented. No, they were talking about it.
All right.
And that's to have a tax holiday. You know how they do tax holidays where you don't have to pay sales tax?
I already have my tree up.
They're going to do a tax holiday for guns. Florida, baby.
And
Florida.
Now, aren't they going to, are they also going to lower the age?
They weren't talking about that one, but the lady that came on, the bless her heart, the Florida lady who came on to offer just a brief counterpoint was saying, perhaps it would be a better idea to offer a tax holiday for gun safes or security. And I'm like, yes, that's a wonderful point.
Yeah. That stuff does fall under it. It is called the Second Amendment summer.
And he is proposing. And how long
like
does
Brad yes. summer?
It is. It goes from Memorial Day to the 4th of July. And it'll remove sales tax from ammunition, firearms, and related items.
Mike, I get a chance to play this for the second time this week.
More for your money.
Is it bullets, too? Can you buy bullets tax-free?
You can.
That's fantastic.
Floridians will save $8 million through not paying taxes.
Yeah,
that's
but Floridians will...
guns.
Yeah, that's but they'll lose guns. That money from taxes that could have been going into the state.
God damn it, guns.
Mike?
Just, anyway,
just
I'm trying
on,
to find my gun thing, and it's not playing.
You chose to live there.
No, but you also have free college if you live here.
That's true.
If
that's
you get
true.
Good grades, free mm-hmm. college.
In mm-hmm. state.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a few good schools in Florida.
Yeah.
There are. Yeah. No, I'm all about that. But, you know.
It's going to be a great 4th of July for you because 4th of July is ending on Second Amendment summer.
Right.
And people will be able to shoot guns and ammunition all day on the 4th and so cheaply. Fireworks will be expensive.
No taxes. No.
That was sneaky. You waited.
So here's the thing. To the Apple Corporation. All right?
Yes.
I have in another room, two rooms over, I have wireless headphones that are called Apple AirPods Max. Got them like 2 years ago.
I remember.
One of the great household products I have because I'm able to listen to my computer while Carla's watching Dateline, and mm-hmm. it's a delight for me. And sometimes I will put them on my head and they don't connect. But when I'm coming in to do this show, they will connect. I could be... in Atlanta, and they would be running through.
Do they
this
have a power
today.
Button on them?
They do. I just don't really know how to operate them. that well.
I'd say that if you found that power button,
showing.
Yeah, I'd say if you found that power button, you're halfway to solved.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you
also,
very much,
it would the charge would last longer too.
Gun Time
holiday.
To go.
Gun holiday. Mike, this Memorial Day, the gun holiday.
Getting back to Cake and Cookies and the show and working with Rob, let's compare notes. That's what I wanted to do point in time as far as I'll ask Rob for help with this because he's the one
All
thing.
Right.
This is a positive. This is in the positive column. Hmm. And there are plenty of positives to go along with some of the negatives. In fact, I would say there are more positives than negatives. Rob, what would you say my biggest complaint for you would be, and turnabout is fair play, and your biggest complaint with me, what would be for what's something that you think
you
drives
hate,
me the most?
You hate when I interrupt.
Okay, that's probably number one, right?
I would think so, yeah. And I try to, but sometimes it's tough. It's very tough for me. I can't help it.
And would my ranting, like when I fly off the handle, would that be your number one complaint?
I hate
with me?
What you do to me with the hot candle wax. I know you enjoy that, but
you
I
can't
just
be serious.
I can't.
Katie,
do that.
What's your number one complaint about Rob?
When he knows where he wants to go, and he has like a joke set up in his head, and he will do anything to get to it, even if it
has
derails,
nothing to do with the subject matter.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
That's when he looks like his head will explode if it doesn't come out.
Right.
But to be fair, my head always looks like it's about to explode. It just needs a fuse.
Josh, I'll give you an easy answer. What is the toughest thing about working with me so far? Because you've been here 6 months. So, right? Has it been 6 months?
I think we're
April.
Coming up. Is April a year? So we're coming
up. Oh, my
up
God,
on
a year.
Months.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're
like just like I
months.
Said, 6 months.
It's That's right. been 84 years.
What's the toughest thing about working with me?
Let's see. Maybe communication.
Like not getting back to texts and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like some texts will just be left. I send a text, never responded. I just move on. I'm like, either Mike doesn't like that idea or he doesn't care.
No,
we'll move
if
on.
If I see it, I usually respond.
What's funny is when you send me a text, if I don't respond or don't
give
the thumbs
three
up,
question marks.
You'll
like,
give
hello?
Three questions or you'll call and say, did you see my text?
Yeah,
yes.
As opposed, you know what? I have to concur with Josh on that, and that predates Josh being with us. You don't ever do anything with hot candle wax. You are a less than patient texter.
Yes.
And the three question marks is something that usually makes me cry out to our Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ.
All right, I'll get to you. I'll get to you with that. That's probably, I get that. I get that. What about with Rob? What's your greatest frustration with Mr. Spiewak?
It goes back to the interrupting or the trying to get a joke in. We're trying to have a baseball discussion and he's focused on wickets because it's a new word to him.
That's a great example.
So I think that's it.
That's so fresh. I was describing Katie. By the way, Katie is from the town that gave us the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
I shouldn't say this because we got the manager on and I was really and I'd watched little clips of the Savannah Bananas and my son really wanted to go to the Savannah Bananas. Josh had gotten a line on tickets but then realized it was probably a scam, right?
We have to make the trip up to Savannah. And then we can get the backstage tour and everything.
Okay. All right. And we're all over the place here, but I have to tell you, I watched a really long clip of the actual game.
Of play?
It's not.
I don't know
you're
how you feel,
fan.
Josh.
No, you're a baseball fan.
I'm a baseball fan, and I don't like the
– It is
not,
fun.
I don't,
it's
I'm
great
sorry.
For the kids.
I watched it. I said,
don't
I,
like it. It's not my jam.
It is.
I'd rather go to a baseball game.
I couldn't agree more.
It is
I'm
baseball
sorry.
Designed for Rob.
Yeah.
It is flash,
yeah.
flash, two seconds. I can't handle it.
I can't either.
I like players.
It was great talking to the guy. I think it's neat that they've made little kids kind of like it. But, man, I said, I wouldn't last half an hour there.
No,
I would want to get out.
Great experience for my kids.
Absolutely.
I did not like the baseball.
No, I might not like it if it's all that, because I do. One of the best things about going to a baseball game is watching the game and the leisurely pace of the game. That's one of the exciting things about it. Yeah.
What's that, Katie?
It's Globetrotters.
Yeah,
no, it's worse.
It's worse.
Well, no, it's better because it's baseball.
I agreed on this.
When I go to a Globetrotters game, it's fine. I took the kids to that last year as well. But a Bananas game, I feel like there is four phones playing TikTok, flipping through different videos all at the same time, and I don't know. And somehow there's a baseball game at the same time.
I'm a baseball fan, so when we moved here, it was the Savannah Sand Gnats. We had a real baseball team.
The Sand Gnats was fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then the Bananas, I can't do it. We'll send the kids the visit. We'll send our nieces and nephews and do all that. I won't go.
I just can't.
Is it a drop-off situation, or do you have to have an adult with them, or you just drop them off?
We'll send a parent.
Okay, good.
But Dan and I will be like, oh, no, you go. Here's the
tickets. Dan has had the pleasure.
But that's
a great city.
As a parent, you can't complain with how much fun the kids are having at these games.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I get that. And my kid, it would be, I think Carla and Michael would have a great time.
Come on up. We'll send them.
We'll go somewhere else.
We'll drop them off.
Yes, sit at a nice Savannah bar. You know, maybe have a little red beans and rice. So, Katie, the show Cake and Cookies now coming back, and you know, who knows? The sky's the limit on this. As far as working with that man in the upper right-hand corner, Mr. Rob Spiewak, excited to rekindle that. The show has been on again, off again.
True.
The video component of the show, as Rob said, maybe by the end of the year.
I don't like the video component. That's the thing.
February.
I don't care for it. I think our show is it began as an audio podcast, and I like it as an audio podcast. But
oh no, is that change? Are you okay?
The show you do every day has a video component. It's not the primary component.
No, but I love the way that this is, because this sort of evolved into this. And I don't know. I mean, we can try it, but...
What do you mean we can try it? You sound like it's like we're the Wright brothers or something like that, you know?
We are not the Wright brothers. It's just Mike. It's change. I don't care for it.
Does any of it have to do with the fact that when we do talk about music, sometimes we'll edit in the music so it makes more sense, or so it doesn't go over and violate rights?
That's one thing, but that's not part of the decision. I mean, that would be a situation.
Well,
hold
on. That might be. How much of your editing do you do after the show? Do you edit a lot? Where this show, we don't edit too much. It's start to stop.
The only edits would be, you know, when we break and we take two commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Or just we stopped down twice.
Did you hear that Josh has a YouTube channel standing by?
Yes.
And what do you have to say to that?
I think that we would have to examine the fact that we have to edit the show that would have to match up with the video. Ask a question, I answer, and then I get mocked.
You send me the break times. I'll edit the video.
All right. Very cool. And the audio could stay the same.
Very cool.
Yes.
Do I get a say?
Go ahead. Yes, of course.
I think there are some very mean people out there, and I don't necessarily want to be on camera.
Oh, well, look at you. Why would you not want to? You're the best looking person on the cameras now.
I was going to say, if we had one camera, it really should be on her.
What would you be concerned about? You're
people
lovely.
People are mean.
Well, they're mean to me every day. You've read the crap they say about me. I mean, I don't expect everybody to have my rhinoceros skin, but I mean, it's just like, I get it. As a matter of fact, I was watching a young lady last night. The name escapes me. I don't want to get it wrong. Who wrote a song about people giving her crap online about her voice and stuff. And it was an absolutely beautiful song. And I followed her and I sent a PM saying,
complaining about her voice.
No, I said, you're flat. You're fantastic. Keep on doing what you're doing.
That's so
and
nice.
Yeah, the haters suck, but you
they
can't
do.
Let the, you know. You know what? I'm not going to bother with it.
It's okay. No. Here's the thing.
Do whatever you think.
I would embrace it if we can make it work with the breaks that we do.
Yeah.
I would embrace it.
What about a mask?
What?
You can just wear a mask.
I thought
now Josh is in favor of masks.
Right now.
Where were you in 2020?
I think it'll be special. I think it'll be wonderful. But also, it is special either way. I'm fine with it.
The other thing is I have to mention, Josh rescued the entire back catalog that we thought we had lost. And you can find all of those on your podcast provider, which is great. It's over 100 episodes.
I've gotten multiple messages saying, hey, I see all these old shows, but where are the shows from the past 3 years?
We don't have any.
We didn't rescue
those.
There
is no show. Yeah, there was nothing.
I like the way Rob calls it the back catalog, too, like he's a Beatle.
The archives.
The way you say that, I don't think you do like it.
That is.
So much dust on the tapes.
Katie, thank you so much for dropping by. We appreciate that. The show is Cake and Cookies. Rob, how do they get it when they want it and all that stuff?
You can go to any podcast provider and sign up. Give a 5-star review. Please subscribe. That's what makes sure that you get every episode. And if you don't know the show, go back and listen to some of the previous shows. It'll give you an idea. It's not like there's a big plot arc that if you jump in halfway, you're not going to be able to follow it.
Yeah, it's like our show that way. Yeah. You can hop in at any time. And to you and your man Dan, everything going well in your world down there in Savannah?
Absolutely. It's we're doing fantastic. I know that he would say hi if he was awake.
No, I tell you can talk.
You know,
about
I haven't seen him in a while. Is he alive?
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, it's not propped up like Mother Bates in the basement.
We never got into the real other thing that used to exist with Rob and Katie. You
know, the sexual tension.
The sexual. Well, tension.
That's what I was wondering if we need to turn off our cameras and just leave the two of them in here for a little bit.
Yes,
gross.
Just go away. All right, gross. Anyway, thank you.
A man can only hear no so many times.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye, Katie. We appreciate
that.
Love you, Katie.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We will take a break, and when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, we have the roundtable.
Yes.
Still a little Grammy stuff floating around out there, and you know, it's a time in the news where it's interesting right now. Lots of show-busy stuff floating around. We will touch on that. And later in the program, I want to talk about Spirit Airlines.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Because they suck, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Thank you, Katie. We appreciate you coming on the show. This portion of the program brought to you by probably the most useful piece in a guy's wardrobe, the polo shirt.
Yes.
Dress up or dress down or out on the course, you gotta have it, so you might as well get the best. Hypernatural. Hypernatural was called the best men's polo shirt of 2024 by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver unmatched comfort and style, featuring hyper-cool Jade technology. I love the name of that, Jade technology. For natural cooling, the heat is just around the corner. Down here, we've got it already. The big game is almost here. It's now or never. This is your last chance to add some real excitement to the final football showdown of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the action. Here's why Prize Picks is a game changer. They're offering a free pick for the big game. That's right. One of the starting quarterbacks will only need to throw 1 yard to hit. 1 yard. Pair that with just one more correct stat projection and you're cashing in on real money. And that's not all. Head over to the promos tab to tail any of the Super Sweat Millie winners. Big game lineups. Here's the deal. If you follow a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you'll win a share of a whopping $1 million in promo funds. That's serious cash for just a little action on the game. But what I love most about Prize Picks is how easy they make it to win and withdraw. They always put their members first. Withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I've had my cash in my account in as quick as 15 minutes. No waiting around, no hassle, just quick payouts. So, what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Yes, you heard that right. Code TMOS gets you $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Don't miss out on the action. Download the app, make your picks, and win big with Prize Picks. Run your game.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
We're starting to get a really warm February. You're going to need this. You can feel good buying Hypernatural. The shirts are 95% biodegradable with 0% virgin polyester and 50% regenerative materials. Shirts are naturally odor resistant and stay fresh even after multiple wears. With classic or slim fits, you can detox and upgrade your wardrobe with shirts that are truly better by nature. Find them today at hypernaturalstyle.com. And if you use the code TMOS, you'll get the highest discount they offer, 20%. Just head to hypernaturalstyle.com and use the promo code TMOS to get yours at 20% off. Hypernaturalstyle.com and code TMOS. Hypernatural, better by nature every fall day. Great to see Katie. Always a pleasure, really.
It's so funny that when Josh said, why haven't you done a show in 3 years? I said, we just haven't done a show in 3 years. He says, do you ever talk to her? I said, yeah, we have about one phone call a week for about an hour. And he said, so you're doing the show just for each other. So right. We never really stopped doing the show. We just stopped recording the show. That's all.
Does Dan know you talk to her for an hour every week?
Yeah, Dan is often in the background checking in. He's okay, funny,
just,
too.
Just like to make sure, you know, because, yeah. You know, I know that you've always pined for her. You always have. You've always had a thing for her.
It's like, no, she's sisterly. It's We have a very sibling-like relationship.
Oh, and that's the reason for no video.
That's right. I'm not sure what that means, but yes.
Hold on. I'm just looking for something right here. Just give me a minute here. I found it. That took a long time. What did you say? It's sisterly?
Yeah, it's sisterly.
That is a lie.
The hit.
The hit at the end. You hit me to that.
She treats me like Christopher Crawford, and I treat her like Christina Crawford.
Christopher Crawford and his orthodontic appliance.
Yeah, and also remember, he was strapped down in bed, just like Buzz was.
Very sad. Very
yeah,
sad.
It is sad.
One of the biggest stories coming out of the Grammys had nothing to do with the ceremony itself. It was the fact that Jaden Smith.
Oh, God.
This kid. Probably not a kid anymore, showed up with a castle on his head. The internet has jokes.
On my
does.
Head!
One person commented that Jaden, quote, solved the housing crisis in L.A. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
Well, the castle may have looked like your kid's seventh grade art project, but it was actually called a piece of wearable art. Sure, we'll go with that.
And
it looks like the Psycho
it.
House, Rob, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, actually, you know what? It looks like the house from Clue, really, which never really existed. It was a painted on house, Dave. But it's a scary Adam's Family. I'd go with that. Yeah, it's just scary.
Wearable art from a legit design house called Abode. Get it, Abode.
I get it.
Oh my God! And you can own one too for about $4,600.
Great. What if I pay with foreign currency? Would it be cheaper?
But I can go get some cardboard and make that.
Wow. $4,600.
Would you? For Halloween?
Yes. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, I will wear a house.
For a castle you can wear on your head. Well, at least for that price, they custom make it to your noggin.
Yeah.
Isn't that special?
He's 26. Nice. Jaden Smith is 26 years old, and he's got a house on his head.
All right. Now, this is something that's also related to the Grammys. Kanye West and Bianca Censori were escorted out of the 2025 Grammys. We didn't know that away. After making their shocking red carpet debut, she essentially wore a see-through, I mean, just completely see-through dress.
I seen it.
And it you couldn't even tell there was a dress on. Mm-hmm. That's how naked she looked. And it was, he said that they did this for their crazy outfit on the carpet, the red carpet, which we were told was an attempt to replicate the album cover of Vultures. Is that a Kanye album we're talking
that
about?
That is. Vultures is a Kanye album.
Hmm. His 2024 Vultures 1 album cover featured Censori standing backward in nothing but thigh-high boots and a tiny piece of fabric covering her behind. I mean, that's her thing, right? I mean, or that's the thing she does. It always looks as though she's being made to do it.
Yeah, I hate
it's
that.
It's not cool.
I hate that.
I don't
and
like
I'd
it
only
at all.
Need to see one red carpet.
And it doesn't look like the cover. That's an excuse.
The couple notably struck the same pose while doing the step and repeat at Sunday's show before exiting the event.
This is the cover.
It says they were escorted out.
That's the album cover? Sure.
That's the album cover.
So he looks like a serial killer and she looks like a victim.
Right. Almost like she's forced.
Yeah.
He overcovers up and she undercovers up.
Yeah.
Yes.
What they need is something in the middle.
I just, you know. She's lovely, and she's got a beautiful physique, but, you know, he's gross, in my opinion. The way he wears, like, you know, track suits or whatever that are like, or he'll wear a mask or giant, like, winter boots in the middle of the hot summer.
I've been thinking of getting into track suits. You don't like that look?
Hey, everybody. How are you? All right, more celebrities that you've probably heard more than you want about. A federal judge presiding over the heated public feud between actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni over whether sexual harassment occurred during the making of It Ends With Us warned lawyers Monday to obey court rules about public statements meant to ensure a fair trial. Now, nobody prior to this could pick Justin Baldoni out of a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But Blake Lively, while I wouldn't go so far as to say household name, pretty well-known celebrity.
Oh,
right?
I would say a household name, although not imminently recognizable. You wouldn't be able to like pick her out from across the street, I don't think, but everyone's heard the name.
I've probably thought about it more than I should because I'm a fan of Blake Lively. I think she's great. She's made some really good movies. But I think this has got to be just horrific for her. From a business standpoint, and probably personally, it can't be all that wonderful either. And, you know, when it gets to this point, there's so many theories floating around from this guy really was almost predatory to maybe they were actually just having an affair that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of theories, but it's got to suck more for her than for him, right? Because nobody
could.
Did
you hear his latest statement?
What's his latest statement?
He said, "It's not my fault."
You just linger on Baldoni. Hey. Judge Louis J. Lyman suggested he could make the March 9th, 2026 trial happen sooner if lawyers were unable to stop making fiery public comments that could contaminate a potential jury pool. Well, the lawyers are using public opinion as a strategy because they're public figures.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Neither actor attended the Manhattan federal court hearing where lawyers again repeated their claims that their adversaries weren't playing fair. So, but I think this is, I don't know, I don't want to say tanked her career, but it's certainly
not helping
it.
Yeah. Is Lively your new Bieber? Are we going to follow this case pretty closely?
I don't know. No, because the Justin Bieber was a world unto himself.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And her behavior has been speculated about, but she hasn't been out there doing weird stuff like Bieber did.
Bieber,
and I don't do that with Justin anymore since he kind of became irrelevant. That's the way that goes.
Okay.
This is a nice story for conservationists. I thought I'd lay this on you. India doubled its tiger population.
There's the tiger, Richard Parker. There you go, Richard Parker.
Richard Parker.
In a little over a decade, by protecting the big cats from poaching and habitat loss,
that ensured that they have enough prey, reducing human-wildlife conflict and increasing communities' living standards near tiger areas. And that came from a study that they released last Thursday. The number of tigers, listen to this because it's kind of scary when you think about it. The number of tigers grew from an estimated 1,706 tigers in 2010 to around 3,682 in 2022.
More than doubled. And that's great, because I don't know if you've ever been to one of those exotic restaurants, but poached tiger is delicious.
So good.
It really is.
If
so
you
tender.
Make the hollandaise the right way. Anyway, so that's a lot of tigers. That's according to the National Tiger Conservation Authority. That makes India home to roughly 75% of the global tiger population.
With all those extra tigers, are there less citizens?
No, but they're more cornflakes.
Hey, that's great.
Great. The study found that some local communities near tiger habitats have also benefited from the increase in tigers because of foot traffic and revenues brought in by ecotourism. I remember the movie Apocalypse Now, where they're looking through the jungle and they think that they've got some North Vietnamese that are going to attack them, when in fact it's really a tiger. Mm-hmm. And the guy freaks out totally. And tigers, you know, with their coloring, it is just so, they're so incredibly invisible, and they fascinate me and scare me.
Elvis loved tigers. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I love tigers too. I kind of like.
He had a tiger jumpsuit, and his karate name was Tiger Man.
Well, we keep animals. What was his karate? Tiger
his
Man.
Tiger Man.
I'm Tiger Man, taking care of business. Hey. And now I'll do a fake chop on your neck, and you go down like a sack of potatoes.
Red.
Hey. I'm a skilled black belt. Finally, authorities in South Carolina said Friday the last four of the 43 escaped monkeys have been recaptured after 2 months of living in the woods, weathering a rare snowstorm and being tempted back into captivity by peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You know, Elvis also loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
The rhesus macaw monkeys, all females, hey, made a break for it after police say an employee did not fully lock their enclosure at Alpha Genesis. That's a facility that breeds them. Oh, for medical research. Come
well, they got to get out of there. Yeah.
Which means they also kill them.
Yeah, because it's known as the monkey farm, and it's where they do. Yeah,
unless, Josh, they find a really great medicine, then they live forever.
The recaptured monkeys appear to be in good health. Alpha Genesis CEO Greg Westergaard said in a statement relayed by the police department in a social post that
while they were on the loose, the area saw its first snow in 7 years, accumulating up to 3 inches. They had made a break for it on November 6th and mostly hung around the facility.
All right. They're about the size of a cat. And they weigh only 7 pounds, 3 kilograms. Yeah. So there's that. The little macaws.
I love the fact that they just left the gate open. Oh, Charlie.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking if Stubby keeps pooping on the floor, we might just get a rhesus macaw monkey in here and send him back to puppy land or the puppy mill that he came
from. What if you could teach the monkey to ride him?
Oh, okay.
Now I'm watching.
Now we're excited. Now that's a show.
That's right. A show.
Now you got to tour every minor league team.
Yes, sir. The bananas. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right. Do we have them standing by? Here they are.
Oh, yes.
Rob's the only one that can really get the high note. Get the high note, Rob.
Now, Mike, this is new. We've talked about the noise it makes, but you know what we've not done on the show is drink from it.
Oh, are you going to demonstrate
right
now?
I am, as a matter of fact.
Pour,
I just need to
learn
pop.
More.
Yeah, you have to pop the lid off. Boom.
It's the official TMOS Loud Cup, the loudest vessel in town. It's a 20-ounce insulated cup. No more freezing your hands off. That
told
comes
you,
in
Josh.
Three colors. And told him what? Told him
20 ounce.
We were arguing about the contents of the...
if it could hold his entire soda.
Here we go. Coca-Cola. The sleeve
ice
is in
there.
In the
ice in there.
Don't need it. Keep it chilled, Mike.
Okay. All right. Very good.
No, you do need the sleeve in there.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Here we go.
It holds an entire soda.
It's entirely different.
It's entirely different. And then you put it on. Now, you don't know if I'm going to take a sip or if I'm going to blow the horn. What will I do? That's right. Not a sip.
Now, right. Now, what happens if you blow in the wrong hole?
Oh, you
get divorced.
You get a hernia. The best part, proudly emblazoned with the TMOS logo. Show the logo, for God's sakes, as you suck on your sugary soda. There it is. There it is. Yes. It's only $29.99, available for order right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click store. So easy and fun to use. Fill the loud cup with your favorite drink, anything you like, and turn the cup around and activate the horn. That's my favorite line always in the commercial. Activate it. By blowing into it, you control the volume. The harder you blow, the louder the horn will be. Yeah. So blow hard. Blow. Go on. Blow. Blow. Most folks will think you're taking a sip. Each loud cup features a double wall insulated design and fits in a standard cup holder. Plus,
it does.
The snap fit lid keeps your drink safe. I fill mine with delicious drawn butter.
Yum.
When I sound the horn, Carla brings me lobster. Hoo-ah! Yeah. All right. When I dip, I put my hand upon your hip. Then I dip, you dip, we dip. Shout out to Freak Nasty.
Freak Nasty had a song called Da Dip. And you just quoted
the TMOS Loud Cup. Buy it now at the store at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And be like us. Get loud, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, you put your hand upon your hip, and then I dip, you dip, we dip.
I'll give you a choice, Rob. You want to talk about Kings of Tupelo or Spirit Airlines?
I want to talk about Kings of Tupelo because it's sort of hot right now. We can talk about Spirit tomorrow. I got a note from a listener, and he said, this show is bonkers. And I said, well, it can't really be bonkers. And he said, and it's Elvis adjacent. I said, okay, let's take a look. And even Carrie said, well, it's a reality show. We can watch it. It's like a documentary. I've only watched the first of three episodes. Like,
it's a documentary about drug kingpins, right?
No. It starts out, I can't even tell you what it's about totally yet.
It says, the bizarre true crime tale, an Elvis impersonator's conspiracy theory, sets off a feud that spirals into an attempted presidential assassination.
So yeah, wow. This is how it starts.
It starts with
do you remember when ricin was being mailed everywhere? Not Dan Ricin,
yeah,
but the poison ricin.
R-I-C-E-N.
Some of it, to put it in perspective date-wise, some of it found its way to Obama's office.
Right.
And so this was a huge deal. It came from this guy who lives in Tupelo, and it might be Tupelo, but I guess it's Tupelo. And
say Tupelo, I say Tupelo.
And of course, then they go back in time to where it all began. And this guy grew up as a nerdy kid that in high school started impersonating Elvis and became very popular, so he says. But he's brother with an insurance agent that lives in the town. And the insurance agent said, hey, if you're an Elvis impersonator, maybe I could do it too. So he starts being Elvis in his insurance ads. And then they put together the world's first double Elvis Presley act called Double Trouble, where they're both performing Elvises at different eras, but Double Trouble doesn't land. So the first Elvis, the one that's not the insurance agent, gets a job being a janitor at the hospital down there, and he finds, this is really weird, there was a sink or the drainage in the hole and the floor of the morgue was clogged. So they had to go and let him go clean it out so that all the blood and goo could come out. Yeah. So he's doing that, and this is really weird. He said, I was getting really thirsty in my hazmat suit, and I thought it would be great to have a Dr. Pepper, so I opened the door of the fridge in the morgue. Now, I understand that a refrigerator might have a soda in it, but the morgue fridge is going to be for dead bodies. So is he that stupid, or did he invent the story? I don't know. But he went in, and he didn't find a Dr. Pepper, but he found severed body parts, and he went researching, and he actually uncovered sort of a triangle trade in Tupelo where the hospital would sever the body parts and then get them through a funeral home and then sell them on the black market.
Ew.
And that's where it ended last night. They haven't even gotten to the ricin yet. So I don't know how he's going to get to the president. And by the way, they're both horrible Elvis impersonators.
Would you like to see a little of the trailer?
I'd love to see.
Yeah, it's hard to explain this show. Hard to watch the show.
Police say their investigation began from an anonymous tip.
I told the FBI we have a strange individual. I had the most controversial story in the entire state of Mississippi and possibly the entire country. My mama raised me on Jesus, Elvis, and cornbread, and yes, in that order. I had a peaceful, nice life. But one person hated me and made my life a living hell. James Everett Dusky, a karate instructor in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Dusky.
We called him douchebag.
I'm J. Everett Dusky, and I approve this message.
I could have never dreamed how it turned into such a scandal.
This is my rival enemy stalking every move I made.
Suck it, Kevin.
This thing became a war.
My neighbor called, "Your house is on fire."
These two had a Napoleonic syndrome, little men trying to be big.
I said, "Quit stalking me, bitch."
I have nothing to do with this.
Are you having an affair with my wife?
Maybe we crossed the line.
How far will this go?
We're following new developments in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Who mailed poison-filled letters to the President of the United States?
A Mississippi congressman
and U.S. senator targeted.
He'll be charged with an attempt to kill the President of the United States.
During my 25 years in the Bureau, I've described this case as the craziest in my career.
Some of our people are very insane.
They shot my dog with a tranquilizer.
My little moo cat.
Did they find anything suspicious?
Everybody has something suspicious in their house.
How do you go from a feud with a former friend to sending ricin to the President of the United States?
That's a bad no-no.
I still don't even understand all of it.
Of an elephant was shot in a drive-by shooting.
I just found a severed head.
He is said to be an Elvis impersonator obsessed with conspiracies.
Welcome to Mississippi, where things are different.
Wow.
Now, here's the deal.
Note to self, watch every trailer you possibly can. I'm going to sprint to that show.
I'm going to watch that today.
The first third of it, they don't even get to the karate guy or the ricin. The first thing is just all groundwork, and your mouth will be agape because it just gets... And I just don't get people like this guy, this the protagonist here. He is so proud of his life and all the stuff he's done and how great he is, and yet he's... a janitorial Elvis impersonator who lives in a trailer with an above ground pool. It's a very striking character. I think you'll enjoy
it. Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right. If you were looking for content, everybody seems to be this time of year.
Yes.
So that'll be a must check it out.
And it's also not a show in the background. This is like 24. You got to focus on this show. The pacing is pretty quick.
It's unusual because Mississippi, normally when we give you lists of things that are great places to live, Mississippi is normally not on that list.
He went on the dark web to find the going prices of human heads.
That's a lot going on.
And I had no idea about the drive-by shooting of the elephant. I hope that's an episode too.
Wow, that is awesome.
There's only three episodes.
That's
right. Short series.
Okay, that's even better. With our short attention spans, that works. We'll check it out. When we come back, I'm going to offer a tease about something that I want to address seriously on the bonus show. I normally don't do that.
Okay.
But I will give you the name, and you never know when you're going to get content. I want to give another programming note for the bonus subscribers. We've got extra content coming up this week where this afternoon my son and I are going to be taping a little NFL retrospective and Super Bowl preview, and he's going to do most of the talking.
Doesn't Michael have most of the prop bets down?
Yes, he does. Absolutely. He knows.
It'll probably be up this evening.
It'll probably be up this evening
You.
So if you are a bonus show subscriber, so my little guy, and we'll talk about baseball. We'll talk about anything we always talk about. We'll take a break right now and be back with one of the ideas that I'm going to discuss on the bonus show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Naked Wines. Let me ask you a question. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the big party for your favorite sports game? I know what that is.
Yeah.
That's the Super Bowl.
Don't
lie about meeting a celebrity like Sam Waterston or Scott Pelley. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of delicious wine. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Let's go! Need to join the Naked Wines community. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you will get six bottles for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's NakedWines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. Yay for sports. Boo for Scott Pelley. Rob put that in there. I'm not quite
Well, you know, I'm just surprised he hasn't found work since they canceled 60 Minutes.
A couple of notes about my young man. Not only will we be taping that this afternoon when he gets back from school, but just thrilled to death, a surprise coming for him. His sister is in town, has arrived in South Florida. She's on the other side. She'll be driving over here after she has her business meetings, and we're going to surprise Michael by picking him up from school with his sister, which is great. I haven't seen my daughter Catherine in almost 2 years face-to-face.
That's crazy.
About a year and a half. It's been it's been nuts where she's been out. You know, when somebody's that far away, it just hasn't worked out that way. Thanksgiving is normally my time, and I don't want to say it's about a year and a couple of months. That's how long it's been, but it feels like it's been 3 years, and I cannot wait to see her. She's my my firstborn, and very, very exciting. I'm very, very excited.
Will you celebrate by going out to dinner, or we'll just hang out at the house? What are the
plans? We're going to go to the little joint because she's coming to his little league practice, and
there's a place
around the corner.
Buckets.
Oh, as soon as I mention that, we'll go to Buckets. And Catherine's like, oh, yeah, Buckets. I want to go to Buckets.
That's it, yeah. With two T's.
By the way, nice. My theater daughter, you know, who has been auditioning in New York and L.A. for her whole life, now being a little businesswoman, traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast to do some business. I'm very, very proud of her.
I guarantee you her acting comes in handy in business meetings.
Oh, yes.
Where she pretends to look interested.
Yeah. And he goes, that is a lot. That's it. So on the bonus show this Friday, ladies and gentlemen, I bring this up so that you can do your own research. Josh hasn't even heard of this.
I've got it in front of me right now.
You do? Oh, I did mention it before the show, didn't I? All right. You're looking at it, correct?
I've got like...
I have not looked at it yet.
Would you like to see it?
Is it something that, now it's not on the bonus show.
Can it be a still image? And is there video also available? And the video
there
could be on the bonus?
There is something that my son brought up 5 seconds before I dropped him off at school. And the way he described it is that this individual lives in a home that has, like, number one and number two all over the place. Is that accurate?
I will
Josh?
Show you. I'll show
Mr.
you my
Pissair is the name of the person.
Here's my browser and little clips of his video. And from what I can tell, he does cooking tutorials where you use urine.
Okay.
I think we may be moving past that, and we may be supervising my son's activity.
It might be some time for some internet stuff.
Does he end each cooking tutorial with lekker?
I don't.
Don't you bring my lady into this?
Your lady.
Don't you bring my German lady into this?
I am gonna have to just drop a hint and see if my 11-year-old giggles or
try
laughs
that. Yeah, and we'll see come if back it's together tomorrow. We'll see if you've heard of it. You know, these are 11-year-olds. God knows what's out there.
The
They're
weird
still,
thing is, yes. Robert was his roommate freshman year. So,
Mr. Pissair,
it's such a small world.
Yeah, when you make a reference to that, do you indicate that perhaps he had a problem with one of his early roommates?
No, his roommate. He's been freshman year. His roommate.
I still talk about
saw.
Birdman from my early college.
Yeah,
days.
And remember, he also when he moved into the fraternity house, he had Bun, which was my favorite fraternity regular because he had a man bun. So they just called him Bun.
That's a great. I love nicknames. That's a great nickname.
But he likes his. He's had good luck with roommates. So yeah, no problem in that way.
I had good and bad luck with roommates when I was at the first school, when I was there. Bill O'Reilly, after he moved out at Marist College. No, he was never my roommate. I had a guy
Didn't
named Mike.
Didn't he say he wouldn't room with you?
You know, when you go to college, and you know this, Rob, where you're early morning ain't a thing.
No.
You really don't. Rare is the college student that delights in getting up early in the morning.
It's the worst, yeah.
And I had a guy that roomed with me, and he was sort of an amateur bodybuilder. And dorm rooms are tiny.
Yes.
And our dorm room was bunk beds. In fact, a lot of the dorms you'll see have bunk beds.
Were you top or bottom?
always top.
Yes. Good.
And
good
I would wake up more than like two or three mornings where it would be 7 a.m. and he was doing his curls, sitting at his desk like 3 feet away from me going... And then I'd say, Mike, do you have to do that right now? Hey, man, it's 7 a.m. You're missing the day. Get up. You're missing the day.
That would be a fireable offense.
Oh, my God. Oof. I could not stand this guy. All I know is he either moved out on his own, which I think is the case. I didn't have him. I didn't go to my RA and say I can't live with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he did move out. And after he moved out, it was time to get another roommate, and Birdman was coming into the dorm. And Birdman was known because apparently in his freshman year, he tied a bed sheet around him and hung out the window of one of the high-rise dorms. That's all I know. And Birdman was in a couple of classes that I, and he was strange. He kind of looked like a young, non-gray-haired Albert Einstein. He had that kind of wild
so
hair.
So handsome.
And he had a little Groucho Marx mustache, very strange. And we drew straws as to who would get Birdman. And guess who got the short straw?
I bet it was
your
you.
Boy here.
Yeah.
And I lasted two nights with Birdman before I went to my RA. The first night, I was awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Birdman was having a lengthy conversation with himself.
Oh no.
And I'm like,
that's
scary.
Not just annoying. Yeah. That's horrifying.
I'd
very scary.
Yeah.
And then the second night, I will recreate the sound that I heard about the same time where I hear this. And I kind of speculated what might be going on.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
I just wish you had a loud cut back then.
Yes. That would have been great.
Birdman.
He would literally fly away.
But
did you see?
I'm glad Josh was able to do a little research on Mr. P.
Did you see the Marist College announcement?
No.
They are no longer Marist College.
Really?
They are now a university.
Marist University?
It is now Marist University as of January.
Yeah. Time to donate my building.
Yep.
Time
Very
to
good.
Donate my
you
building.
You waited out. VCU also issued a statement this week.
What are they going from?
We have water.
Virginia Commonwealth University to what? What's the name change
going
to be?
It's going to be a house for the ill repute. It's just fine. They've got lots of dorms and everything is okay. So
Virginia Commonwealth halfway house. Very excited. Josh, drop a hint about old Mr. Pissair. Find out what's going on with that. I'll do a little research on my own.
I find out his first name. Mr. seems so formal.
Oh, I've got his name because it says at the very top. Send me emails here. His name is William.
William?
William. Oh, my God. We'll be right back, everybody.
William.
Oh, my God. What do we have for William? Listen up, beautiful maniacs. Dermglow Skin welcomes new beginnings. What are your aspirations? What are your aspirations to better yourselves?
Yourselves.
Dermglow Skin and Carla are here to empower you. Whether you resolve to lose a pound or 100, even 200 pounds, Carla is dedicated to guiding you. Let Dermglow Skin be your partner for all your peptide needs. Explore semaglutide, tirzepatide, somorlin, B12, NAD+, synapsin, glutathione, PT-141, and the most amazing variety of skincare products all delivered to your doorstep. You can experience the comfort of transformation from your own home. Even better, Carla is always there to support you. Her email box never closes. Just don't let her give you a shot. Oof. Visit DermGlowSkin.com. You remembered. And discover the weight management and peptides button. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I look so good. I just won the Grammy Award for having a great ass. Take that, Beyonce. Now, go in peace. Take it away, Rob.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, Mike, yours truly.
Yours truly, KNBR.
That's a pretty one. You think eggs are expensive now? Oh, my God. Yesterday on the 5 in Los Angeles, an egg truck turned over.
I guess what happened is... I'm thinking is the driver fell asleep, but for sure ended up going up the guardrail up there.
There's a shell.
Hit the bridge.
Oh, my.
It's not a fatal, so.
All eggs,
I'm live streaming it.
Oh, my. This guy.
How many people you got on there?
I think it says 18,000.
18,000 watching?
18,000 people watching the egg accident. Those eggs, Mike, must have been the ones on the way to my Costco, which was, again, this weekend, devoid of eggs. None.
Really?
None eggs, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't care for that.
How many? Do you go through a lot of eggs in the Spiewak household?
We hard-boil them, usually. And, of course, you know, my famous custards.
Jesus Christ, you hard-boiled them? Just tons of them sitting in the refrigerator. All right, let's move on.
All right. Steven Tyler, one of my favorite things about you is you never stay at a concert. And you went to an Aerosmith concert and left, I believe, after the first song?
I may have. Yes. I love the pageantry.
I love the idea of a concert.
I love the pageantry of an entrance. We have always done...
Yes.
Showbizy entrances for our live shows, even though we really don't need to.
Right.
We've dug the fact that we do that, and it's fun. And then afterwards, you realize you're going to listen to an album of the same artist,
yeah.
And I kind of lose.
So that's why there's no exit plan on the live shows, because you haven't seen an exit. You leave.
Yeah, we go.
The exit plan is find the exit and use it.
Well, we kind of just meander out into the crowd after the show.
Yeah,
just
like Aerosmith.
The meet and greet, yeah. Joe Perry, lots of selfies with him. But Steven Tyler cited when Aerosmith broke up last year, finally they retired, he said it was because his voice had fallen apart. He couldn't sing anymore.
Yep.
Well, he hosted a Grammy watch party in a nightclub venue. And after the Grammys, he got up on the stage with Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme.
Yeah.
And I was pleased to see that Steven Tyler can still sing. His voice seems to have rebounded. Look at all the phones. Foreground.
It's kind of hard to tell, Rob. It's kind of hard to tell.
I've been listening with my eyes squinted, and what it is, it's not a true beautiful voice, but it is Steven Tyler's voice. That's the voice you hear on Aerosmith. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine the range and the chops required to tour with Aerosmith a little different than what he was doing up there on that stage, so hopefully he can still sing.
But it's nice. It's nice to see him doing it because a great voice in rock and roll. Meanwhile,
absolutely.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, you've been, right? Tulsa?
Yes, I have. I've been to the City of Faith Hospital and saw all the empty rooms. Don and I, back
I
in the day,
yes.
On the Don and Mike show, flew to Tulsa because Oral Roberts said that if he didn't raise some serious amount of money, God was going to call him home, and he gave the date. And we flew down to see if God would call him home, and he didn't.
No, but you did see the empty rooms. And didn't you see RoboCop on that trip?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we saw RoboCop. And I got I jumped like 5 feet up in the air when I was like attacked by a canine in the back of a police car. It was a long trip.
It was a long trip.
A long short trip.
Well, this is a Dateline Tulsa. A guy got arrested for breaking and entering. What's the most ridiculous thing you can break into, Mike?
A store, you mean, like, or a retail shop?
Yeah, well, it's a business, I would say.
Most ridiculous thing you could break in? A beauty salon.
No, he broke into an escape room.
In a developing story, Tulsa police arrested
this
a man
guy.
For allegedly attacking officers after breaking into, get this, a downtown escape room.
Yeah, you're supposed to go out of there.
This is how a canine officer tracked down the suspect.
Tulsa police say the suspect broke into this building. It is a huge space with lots of rooms, so it took them a few hours to track him down and arrest him.
A place typically filled with people trying to break out had someone unwelcome break in.
Look at him.
That's David Bell.
Boy, Robert Blake has really aged.
Meanwhile, the reporter in the field, Kent Dorfman.
Wow. Looks like perhaps a little hasty with the hair treatment in the morning.
Yeah, she might. She's maybe filling in. Mm-hmm. And let's close with this, Mike. Your state, you love it. Josh, your state, you love it. Florida doesn't get a lot of snow. So when it gets snow, it's a big deal.
I never experienced snow a day in my life.
That's awesome.
And this is amazing. I'm a Floridian. I've been in Florida for 39 years. I never experienced snow a day in my life, but I said the first time I see snow, I'll do an angel.
It's good that he's all dressed in sweats, too. Those aren't going to get soaking wet.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He's 39.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you think he's excited there. Wait until he hears about the Second Amendment summer.
There it is. It's a great place to be. That's no snow job.
Ah!
Tax-free handguns.
Woo!
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you for supporting us. Make sure you get a copy of the bonus show. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Make sure you get our wonderful mugs. Our wonderful loud cups.
Yes.
And, you know, how's the contest going with the videos?
We could use more entries.
More entries so you can get this hat that I'm
That's
wearing
right
here.
Show worn go hat.
And I put stickers on them, too.
Tag there your videos with TMOS Love. Hashtag TMOS Love. And somehow just send out a video of any sort that says how much and why you love our show. And then you win the hat.
And our thanks to Katie Powers for coming on the show. She is the co-host with Rob Spiewak of Cake and Cookies. We'll be back tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I've never, ever seen snow.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Here.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, cotton nail bath tissue.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.